Hello and welcome to the Webcert and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. India sees its biggest gains in new mobile subscribers. Native ads are found to be more successful than other types of mobile advertising. And the EU has issued a strong warning to social media platforms. A new report from Ericsson has revealed that India gained the largest number of new mobile subscribers compared to any other country on Earth for Q3 2016. With 15 million brand new subscribers, the Asian country came ahead of China, which achieved 14 million subscribers, and Indonesia with 6 million more over the same period. Whilst the success of the top countries could be attributed to the larger population sizes, India still achieved an increase in subscriptions, nearly four times the number of additions in areas like the Middle East and the highly populated Western European region. Meanwhile, the survey also found that data traffic per smartphone is due to increase alarmingly in the years leading up to 2022. It's expected that annual growth in all areas of the globe will hit 45%. North America, for example, is due to see an increase from 5 gigabytes per month on an average smartphone to over 25 gigabytes. A campaign run by YouAppi has found that native ads create clicks more frequently than other mobile ad types. It was revealed that native advertising receives around a 40% higher frequency of clicks and double the amount of conversions compared to other forms of mobile advertising. YouAppi said that the research was done on hundreds of mobile campaigns throughout 2016, and that saw a tremendous increase in the acceptance of native ads from publishers. YouAppi's chief revenue officer said that native ads are providing a win-win opportunity for all players in the mobile ecosystem, which was leading to more revenue thanks to higher engagement rates. The European Commission has issued hate speech warnings to a group of social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter. It follows an announcement in May that Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, and Microsoft had signed an agreement to remove hate speech within 24 hours of it being posted. However, following recent controversy in Germany, the EU has said that the companies only reviewed 40% of the recorded cases in less than 24 hours. In a report on the progress of the deal, the EU revealed that they are unhappy that the issue is not being dealt with in a satisfactory way. The EU Commissioner for Justice said in an interview about the report that if Facebook, YouTube, Twitter and Microsoft want to convince me and ministers that the non-legislative approach can work, they will have to act quickly. Hindi-speaking citizens of India can now use the messaging app Google Hello. Following an update introducing the language to the app, non-English speakers can now use Hello, Google Assistant and Smart Reply on Android and iOS. Amit Phule, Group Product Manager of Google, has said of the update that it follows a good response in India to Google Hello, before adding that 1 in 12 messages in group chats are messages to the Google Assistant. Smart Reply will also now recognize Hindi when it's being spoken to before replying and chatting in the same language. And finally, the selfie-based app MeToo is hoping to receive a valuation of over $5 billion when it floats on the Hong Kong exchange. Consisting of a selfie app, a live streaming service, and a smartphone production arm, MeToo is planning to offer shares at somewhere between 8.5 and 9.6 Hong Kong dollars. This will be worth around $700 million. It's nearly 10 years since the Hong Kong exchange has seen an IPO of this size, and comes after Line raised just over $1 billion in a similar listing. In a statement, Kai Wensheng, the founder of MeToo, said that the funding would be used to develop the company as a portfolio of innovative apps so as to retain and attract more business partners. That's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.